Hey, y'all, welcome back to Rosie on the House as we're completing a conversation on foundation repair and foundation failure analysis with Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions, talking about the different soil challenges we have here in Arizona and what you should or shouldn't do if, in fact, you find yourself one day looking at a crack sneaking up the side of your stem wall below your stucco line, or stair-stepped mortar cracks in your masonry exterior walls, or cracks emanating from your doors and windows.
And the pricing again. That was a great point of, earlier, and we've had a couple people ask to repeat that.
We're getting hit with texts. How hateful can this be? But well, you don't know how hateful it can be till you do the proper testing.
Right. I mean, especially real estate agents, they get scared and they think it's going to be a huge, you know, big cost. When if you do the proper analysis, you know, it's $450. You might just be all you might need is a moisture level system, which is pretty dang cheap, $4,000 or $5,000. It could be an easy solution, but you don't know unless you get the analysis to see what the real problem is.
Very good. Why don't you talk through for the homeowners? Go ahead.
As you say, yeah, a lot of people have, you say $4,000 or $5,000 could be and pretty cheap in the same sentence. A lot of people go,
right.
But to repair and maintain the integrity and the resale value of your home,
right?
It is a small percent.
Well, you're gonna
you're gonna
pay it either way.
That $450 for the analysis comes from an engineer, not a salesperson.
Right.
So it's also a protection that you're not being sold something a lot worse by an unscrupulous contract salesperson.
Well, I can show you many examples of where we've gone in, and Rosie was involved in these, where contractors have come in and recommended $165,000 worth of repairs. And in fact,
remember this one. This was a widow in Sun Lakes.
Right. Leisure World.
Leisure World, yes.
Yeah.
And she called in tears
about
what she was going to have to do to this house. And I said, wait, don't do anything. Let me come out and look at it. And boy, I just smelt skunk all over the place.
Right, right. And the truth of it is that the house was mostly heaved. There was settlement in one part of the house, and it was like a $13,000 fix, honestly. And the rest of it was all just minor heave that really didn't, I mean, it had cracks and things, but you have to know what they mean. You couldn't fix them with helical piers and grouting, which is what the plan was.
If you find yourself in need of a foundation repair specialist, you have this this consumer guide.
Right. I have a little consumer guide built on my blog, foundationaz.com. And there's 10 things that homeowners should know, or they should ask their inspector to protect themselves. You know, these are things that you can do as a homeowner to protect yourself when someone comes in and says, I'm going to inspect your foundation and make recommendations for you.
And where could they find it again?
Foundationaz.com.
And talk through just a couple of the points.
Well, we talked about a couple of them, but the one of them that we didn't talk about is, are you doing the analysis right there on the spot? So I've talked to a bunch of engineers.
Visually.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you just visually assessing this?
Right. I mean, I've talked to a bunch of engineers and asked them the question, hey, do you feel comfortable going on the site and coming up with a recommendation right there on the spot? Well, they look at me like I'm on drugs. You know, of course they wouldn't do that. But yet we're asking salespeople with no engineering experience to do that very same thing.
Okay. So that would be one point you'd want to ask.
And so another one is, are you following any kind of standard procedure? It was amazing. I went down in Texas. I heard there's a lot of good contractors and there's a lot of real crazy ones.
And if you thought Arizona had problems,
oh man,
I hear Texas is much worse.
Every house has a problem just about in Texas. Every house. And I heard some crazy stuff. One guy say, yeah, just get in, go in the house and roll a golf ball around. That'll tell you what's going on. And another guy said, well, just take off your shoes. You can feel with your feet. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, there's a standard procedure as an industry that we should be following. There's a level A, a level B, and a level C investigation. We don't have time to go through what those are, but there's very specific things about what should be done, because you got 5 different methods of going in and trying to figure out what's happening. You get 5 different results, and maybe none of them have any truth in reality.
Well, for folks that are, let me paint another picture. We tell people that not all home energy audits are created the same either. I mean, a lot of home energy audit companies are in the same kind of arena where they're going to analyze the problem and then make the recommendation and be paid for the solution. So not all home energy audit companies are created the same. Certainly not all foundation failure companies or repair companies. So Arizona Foundation Solutions, Bob Brown, you've been a member of Roseanne on the House. It's going on, I think, about 15 years.
Yep.
If people wanted to get a hold of you, or again, where would they find this consumer alert, and how would they get a hold of you?
Right. Well, I mean, the best place to find this information is go to foundationaz.com. And I have several, I have it organized by topics. You can look under ethics and you'll find this very easily. But the best place to find our company is to go to rosieonthehouse.com and look us up, honestly. And that's easiest. You can do, you can find phone number, you can find web submission, which is what most people are using nowadays. And we have people standing by today if they want to talk.
Okay.
We're available.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming in, Bob.
You bet.
Folks, that wraps up 4 hours of Rosie on the House this Saturday morning, but I don't want you to get scared because we'll be back next Saturday morning for another four-hour run of talking about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Big topic next week. I'm gonna have the soapbox music ready next week because
Windows?
I'm going to be all over it. Is HGTV real?
Geez. I may take that one off. I don't know if I can control myself.
It'll be great. Tune in next week, y'all.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.